This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's a lot of things to be scared about in this world. I mean, a lot of frightening things. Terrorist attacks, domestic terrorism, you know, MRSA, the plague. But nothing seems to really scare people as much as super gonorrhea. And I guess making huge headlines is a man caught super gonorrhea after a one-night stand. And people are freaked out because it was resistant to two crucial antibiotics. And now we have all this chaos going, oh my gosh, what if I get gonorrhea? Well, that's why they call it super gonorrhea. This is the first recorded case worldwide, an unidentified Englishman who was having regular sex with a woman in the UK, I believe cheated on her when he went to Southeast Asia early this year. And he contracted gonorrhea, but not just any gonorrhea. He contracted a gonorrhea that was resistant to the two medicines that we now use to combat drug-resistant gonorrhea, ceftriaxone and azithromycin. So ceftriaxone is brand name Receptin, and azithromycin is known as the Z-Pak. Although it's not in the Z-Pak form, it's the Zithromax, I should say. So remember the World Health Organization said stop using Cipro and stop using just azithromycin by itself? You need to do a combo to knock this out. This is now the first recorded case where the combo didn't work. Public Health England revealed that his gonorrhea was resistant to ceftriaxone and azithromycin, and now the agency has issued an alert regarding the possible spread of the bug. Now, some of you are like, well, I'm not going to be sleeping with anybody in England. I got to tell you, don't underestimate Englishmen. Look, I give England a bad rap. I make fun of the English all the time. Okay? Mind you, I'm guilty of that. But I got to tell you, there are some good-looking Englishmen. All right, he's Irish, okay. Sean Connery, no, Scottish. Michael Fassbender, German. Yeah, I don't think we'll be sleeping with any Englishmen soon. Gordon Ramsay is he's Scottish too. I don't know. God, help me out. There's got to be some real good-looking, hunky. No, I don't like that guy. Oh, who's the guy that was always in those movies in the 90s? It was in a Julia Roberts movie with the baby. I can't think of his name now. He was this comedian. I never thought he was good looking. I forget his name. That's really a shame. I can't think of that guy's name. He was like really, really popular. And he did some dramas too. There was also some controversy with him. Okay, I need to IMDb this because this is driving me crazy. If I don't know any good-looking Irishman, and then I end up, Irishman, there's always Irishman. That's not a problem. Okay, hold on a second. This is how I do it. Okay, this is how I do it. So what I do is I look up Julie. I look up the person I know. So Julia Roberts. Was she in a movie with him? I don't even know if she was in a movie with him. Oh, My Best Friend's Wedding was an excellent movie. The only problem with that is, Notting Hill. It might have been that one. Hold on. And I cannot believe I don't know his name.
Hugh Grant, I think.
There it is. Hugh Grant. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't think he's good looking at all. I would not have been turned on by him. No way. Thank you. It took me forever to look that up. So, I don't know. No, the guy from Harry Potter. No, not good. Sorry. Here's the thing. Here's the thing with the British, okay? And this is why some people find them sexy. They're very smart. They talk well, and they are such good dressers. Okay? The Irish don't dress as well as the English. And for some of us ladies that aren't really into kilts and no underwear, we might not like the Scottish dress either. So all of a sudden you have somebody who works out of London that flies to New York across the pond to have some afternoon tea in a meeting, and some people go crazy for that. I don't, because I really can't stand tea unless it's Long Island. I see. So honestly, if I give any of you, you know, British people a hard time, I think it's probably there's a deep rooted jealousy. You know, I've always wanted people to look at me as someone who was, linguistically competent, and they don't. And I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm jealous. In terms of being sexy, Austin Powers, no, not sexy. Sorry, guys. It's just not. You need to tell me who is British that is super sexy. Daniel Craig is American, isn't he? Is Daniel Craig British? Oh, I gotta look that up. Daniel Craig is sexy. That could be it. Daniel Craig. No, but he was in Lara Croft Tomb Raider and he had an American accent. I don't know, I gotta double check that, but if he's British, you guys maybe have proved me wrong. Anyway, so back to this English guy who has the super gonorrhea. They say this is the first global report of a high level azithromycin-resistant and gonorrhea, it's Neisseria gonorrhea, is the genus of species, also resistant to ceftriaxone. So now, there's a management team, according to the investigation, that contained the spread of the superbug. So how did it contain the spread of the superbug? Condoms, and telling people not to have casual sex, and don't sleep with somebody who hasn't had an STD test for you. I made Corey do every STD test possible, even ones that hadn't been identified yet. I even looked at stuff under my own microscope before I even considered marrying him. I did not want to get anything, let alone a superbug. So having a super gonorrhea could be dangerous because gonorrhea can become disseminated gonorrhea. And disseminated gonorrhea could cause a lot of havoc on your body. Can you die from gonorrhea? Yeah, technically you can. Now, apparently, after he started his, after he was drug resistant, he started ceftriaxone and spectinomycin, he still had gonorrhea in his throat. So you guys need to be very careful with oral sex, because you could kiss somebody and then give them the gonorrhea doing oral sex. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I wonder why I didn't get more singing lessons. I really should have gotten more singing lessons. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who doesn't vomit every time I sing. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, thank you, Robert, for sending me how Daniel Rotten Craig is an English actor. He trained at the National Youth Theatre, graduated from the Guildhall School of Music and Drama before beginning his career on stage. So Daniel Craig is British, and he's hot. All right, there's a British hot guy. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so I got some news for you guys who do not want to get Alzheimer's, okay? And there have been tons of research and articles and studies about Alzheimer's and how maybe we have this fabulous breakthrough and where, you know, we are just on the cusp of preventing Alzheimer's and just, you know, and we get all excited and then nothing happens. I gotta tell you guys something. I'm a little excited and intrigued by this next story. So, some Canadian neuroscientists are suggesting, get this, that if you pop ibuprofen daily, you could prevent Alzheimer's. Now, at first when I read that, I was like, oh, hell no, that makes no sense. I completely disagree, but it's interesting, okay? Now, they didn't study. You got to be very, very careful when you read these headlines and you read these stories. You got to be very careful because when you read these headlines and it says, you know, ibuprofen could prevent Alzheimer's, I expected a study where the scientists looked at a bunch of people who were taking ibuprofen on a regular basis and then found that none of them got Alzheimer's. You see what I mean? And I was like, well, that was what I expected the study to be. No. What was actually kind of cooler is the study was about these guys coming up with a test where they could predict if you're going to have Alzheimer's decades before. So let's break this down, because then if we know, then we could start a treatment if it ever comes to be. Or in their case, they're suggesting ibuprofen could be a treatment. So these are researchers from the University of British Columbia, and they believe that ibuprofen, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, steroids are anti-inflammatory, but this is in the non-steroid class, can decrease the inflammation of the brain caused by the abnormal proteins that cause Alzheimer's. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that ibuprofen could potentially prevent Alzheimer's. In 2004, Dokmetshi et al. Suggested that ibuprofen could delay Alzheimer's onset because they found ibuprofen to protect the nerve cells, neurons, and decrease inflammation of the brain. So about 14 years ago, this was suggested, even probably before that, where anti-inflammatories may help. The problem is who do you tell to take these anti-inflammatories? And remember, NSAIDs, these anti-inflammatories do have, you know, risks. So Dr. Patrick McGreer and his team, I believe his wife also is a neuroscientist, think that what they could do is identify those of us who are destined for Alzheimer's decades earlier. Now, he's president and CEO of Vancouver-based Aurin Biotech. He and his team developed a saliva test that measures the protein A-beta-42. Now, A-beta-42 stands for amyloid beta protein 42. Because some of you guys are like, wait a second, it's amyloid buildup in the brain. You're right, but I guess they've numbered them, and this one is A-beta-42. So they say in patients who are at risk for Alzheimer's, they found levels of A-beta-42 to be 2 or 3 times higher than normal. This A-beta-42 accumulates in the brain, causes inflammation, and then it destroys nerve cells. And it interrupts what some of the healthy nerve cells are trying to do. Now, what's so groundbreaking about this is people thought that A-beta-42 was made exclusively in the brain. I always thought the protein traveled. This saliva test suggests, yeah, the protein is made elsewhere. It is made elsewhere in the body, and then it could be secreted in your salivary glands because it's a saliva test. So no blood test, no poop test, no bone marrow biopsy. This is an easy saliva test that we could take. So if this protein or peptide is found earlier to cause inflammation, Dr. McGurdy's team think that we could prevent the inflammation, and ibuprofen, which has been found to prevent the inflammation, could then essentially prevent Alzheimer's onset. So you see the pattern of thinking here. So this is his quote. He says, what we've learned through our research is that people who are at risk of developing Alzheimer's exhibits the same elevated A-beta-42 levels as people who already have it. Moreover, they exhibit those elevated levels throughout their lifetime. So theoretically, they could get tested any time. He said, knowing that the prevalence of clinical Alzheimer's disease begins at the age of 65, we recommend that people get tested 10 years before, at age 55, when the onset of Alzheimer's would typically begin. If they exhibit elevated A-beta-42 levels, then that is the time to begin taking daily ibuprofen to ward off the disease. Now, that is what is so groundbreaking. First, many of us are thinking, okay, really? That 65 is when we start to see, you know, the ramifications of Alzheimer's. True, it is more in the senior population, although 65 is in the upper limit of middle age. However, there are some people with early onset Alzheimer's. We're not talking about those. Yes, we could test them earlier if we want. But they believe that the deposition may start 10 years prior. It could start earlier. But if the deposition starts earlier and you aren't really seeing any manifestations of it, we could cut that loss. Now, ibuprofen, taking that daily, is very risky. Okay? It could cause gastric upset, GI upset. It could cause ulcers. It could cause increased bleeding. It could cause kidney disease, a lot of kidney disease. Kidneys do not like ibuprofen. It could cause heart disease and heart failure. So taking NSAIDs on a regular basis, on a daily basis, has never been recommended. No doctor wants to recommend that. So now we medical providers, we go, okay, well, then what is the dose of ibuprofen you're talking about? Let me digest this a little bit and run it by the bean guys. We call kidney doctors the bean guys. So run it by the bean guys to see what they say. You know, we don't make fun of kidney doctors as much as we should. Yeah, I didn't think about that. We really don't. You want to know why we don't make fun of the kidney doctors? We make fun of the urologists. Because the urologists are the ones that are the experts on the penis and the prostate and the bladder and urethra. And so we make fun of them a lot. But the kidney doctors, the nephrologists, it's kind of hands off, come to think of it. One is, what they do is kind of boring. I mean, you really can't, you don't have a lot of material. Two, the majority of us don't really know what the hell they do. I mean, the kidneys are pretty, you know, rough. They're pretty fancy schmancy. We really don't understand the kidney stuff, which leads us to number three. We really respect anybody who does. Kidneys are tough. You know, I teach at Toro University Medical School, and we were dividing up units for who to teach what to the students. So, of course, I got reproduction because I, you know, for me, I am very well versed on the genitalia and the reproductive system. I'm fertile Fran, babies. Okay. And I knew I was ovulating the second that egg popped. All right. So I got that. But there seemed to be a small reluctancy in who was going to volunteer for the renal section. So my buddy, Dr. Paul Kalikas, who's an internal medicine guy, is brilliant. He jumped, he jumped in, all right, jumped up to the plate and said, I'll teach renal. And sometimes I just can't talk to the guy because I really don't get what the kidneys do. But here's the thing. Your kidneys are so vital. Your kidneys are involved in so many processes. Not only to filter out what's in the blood and the urine. They're so important, which is why you really don't want to lose any if you don't have to. That's also why God gave us two kidneys. But it also helps with blood production. It helps with your blood pressure. These kidneys are responsible for so much stuff that we really don't want to mess with them. And daily ibuprofen could do that. Now, with this study, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about the study where daily ibuprofen could prevent Alzheimer's. They're suggesting that we only start the ibuprofen when they're 55. So we're not looking at 20, 30 years of ibuprofen use. It would be maybe 10 years. Well, then that has to be studied. That has to be looked at. They do not give us an exact milligram quantity. So my goal is to do something when it comes to these 55 million people who have Alzheimer's in the U.S. and 44 million people who are affected worldwide. They say it is going to be billions and billions of dollars of billions and billions of dollars of unfortunate cost and work loss and medical, you know, expenses because of the millions of people that our country will incur because of Alzheimer's. What is wrong with me? I can't talk. I didn't have my caffeine today. By the way, I wrote about this on my website at drdolly.com. If you want to read more, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, although I don't know if a lot of people are going to want to be on Facebook. Already people are starting to sue Facebook. So as you guys know, this week we found out that Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, is going to testify to Congress on this data scandal. Apparently, there was mounting pressure from both political parties. Sources told CNN that the multi-billionaire has decided that he would speak and he would testify. His testimony is probably going to be on April 12th. Now, I don't know about you guys, but so many of these Senate hearings and you know, testifying with the FBI and James Comey and all that, we started to get fatigued with it. And it would run up the news so much that people would just turn it off because they really wanted to get the news. I'm telling you right now, I bet ratings are going to skyrocket. I bet we're going to see more people watch this Facebook this Facebook hearing more than people watch Super Bowl this year. That's my prediction. Why? Because Mark Zuckerberg is kind of an interesting fellow, isn't he? First, he has a real bad haircut. I mean, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to do nitpick, but you are talking about the man who is almost, in terms of wealth, what we would consider the king of America in terms of his wealth. And he can't get a better hairdo. I don't get that. Okay? He's also not very socially adept. Some of the most brilliant people are. Some of the most gifted. And remember, he was kind of a computer geek. So we're not expecting him to be, you know, much of an entertainer. Not that we want an entertainer by any means. But this latest demand had seen the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee reveal that it had invited Zuckerberg and the CEOs of Alphabet Inc. and Twitter, Larry Page and Jack Dorsey, to testify at an April 10th hearing on data privacy. And Facebook sources told CNN that Zuckerberg had come to terms with the fact that he will have to testify. So right now, senior executives are working on a strategy for the session. I am sure he has the best of the best attorneys. He said, what we tried to do is send the person at Facebook who will have the most knowledge, if that's me, that I'm happy to go. Now, apparently, he did snub an invitation to the UK because Parliament wanted to talk to him. You know, here in America, we got him to, okay, agree to, testify before Congress. But Parliament wanted to talk to him. And Parliament wants to talk to him about the data harvesting scandal. That began with a British firm who took 50 million American users' information without their knowledge. He also refused to appear in front of the Culture, Media, and Sport Committee. He's going to send a deputy instead. Prime Minister Theresa May said Zuckerberg must make his own decision about giving evidence, but demanded the social media giant acknowledge why this is so significant to people. I guess already the share prices have plunged. They think Facebook has lost over $10 billion. And they say the leading U.S. consumer protection regulator attorneys represent 37 states have stepped up pressure. They want to know how the social network allowed data of 50 million users to get into the hands of a political consultancy. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission took the step of announcing that it had opened an investigation to the company. Generally does not in cases of great public interest. But apparently this Cambridge Analytica, which is the root of all this, okay, want to know more about why they were the consultant and why it used the data to target U.S. and British voters in these close-run elections. If we are talking about election fraud, this is huge. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, none of these people are supposed to be politically leaning. These are supposed to be platforms. Same thing with Google. And you and I know there's a lot of bias, a lot of political bias, unfortunately, on these online sites. They'll highlight the left-leaning stories. There may be a story from, you know, when you Google something, I'm like, what does Fox have to say about it? And you don't see it anywhere on the front page. You see CNN and CNBC and NBC and ABC and MSNBC. Like, where's Fox News' take on the story? That you got to scroll down or go to page 2 sometimes. All right, so that's what I noticed with Google. And then, in some of these other web browsers, and then with Facebook, same thing. You know, you just see the trolling and the trolling and the trolling of the left-leaning news. Now, maybe Facebook has nothing to do with that. Maybe the majority of people on Facebook are left-leaning. Not what I see. And I don't go to Facebook for politics. I go on Facebook to put up my selfies or put up my picture from medical school that I found years ago. Well, I mean, I just found it, but it was a picture of me from medical school. And yes, it was many years ago. That's what I do. I mean, that's what I want to use Facebook for. I don't want there to be politics. And I also don't want people figuring out our political leanings based on, which apparently they can. There's algorithms where they can tell where we lie, you know, because what do we click on? If there's a real good, juicy, you know, story from NPR, are we clicking on it? Or are we ignoring it? And if we don't, then somebody can say, oh, okay, well, then that person's not left-leaning. They're right-leaning. So, the FTC is looking at more whether Facebook violated the 2011 consent order it reached with the FTC over privacy practices. If the FTC finds Facebook violated the terms of the consent decree, it has the power to fine it thousands of dollars a day per violation. That could add up to billions and billions of dollars. Now, so what's going on with some of these lawsuits? Well, we have three users of Facebook Messenger app has sued Facebook yesterday, saying the social network violated the privacy by collecting logs of their phone calls and text messages. Now, this lawsuit was filed in federal court in the Northern District of California, and it seeks status as a class action on behalf of all affected users and asks for unspecified damages. This could be the first of many. And I know some of, I was thinking about, too, I wonder if I could get a settlement. All I know is I could use some extra money. I don't usually get involved. I don't think I've ever gotten involved with a class action lawsuit. I mean, I could. I've had this mesh issue and things like that. I mean, I could. I know there's lawsuits out there. I just don't get involved. But I got to tell you something. You know, I am not surprised if I find out that my data was taken as well, because I get some weird stuff pop up. And I, you know, and again, I hit the consent button that they give us so I can move forward with my life. And I know there's no privacy. But anyway, I don't know, there could be some extra money. We'll see. So they say, I know, no, I'm not sharing. Because, you know, usually you're not really going to get a lot. Like, what, $5, $10? All right, so let me see what these lawsuits are. I apologize, this just came up on my thing. Facebook said on Sunday it does not collect the content of calls or text messages. The information is stored securely, and the data is not sold to third parties. But the plaintiffs argue that prior to the Android update, Facebook exploited a vulnerability in the permission setting for Messenger and Facebook Lite. It alleges that Facebook scrapped years' worth of call and text data, including whether it was incoming, outgoing, or missed, as well as the date and time of each call, the number dialed, the individual call, and the duration of each call. Android is owned by Alphabet Inc.'s Google. They're not named as the defendant of the suit. But the Google mobile software firm has attracted criticism for its lenient app permissions rules that have allowed Facebook Messenger and other apps to collect your data. iPhone owners were not subject to having their phone calls and texts logged by the app because Apple has tighter security restrictions. So if you had an Android, there, okay, so that's not me. Although my husband has an Android. I have an iPhone. So many Android apps will request access to the user's address book to upload contact information without telling them. Also, recorded call logs and text messages. So if you, let's say, told one of your buddies off, and you really didn't want anybody to see that choice language, you might, unfortunately, now, there's proof. If you were talking about your boss, if you were texting about your boss, that information's there. That's scary. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you
ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I just saw this headline. A second person has been charged after a video on Facebook showed a North Carolina baby smoking marijuana. A one-year-old baby was smoking marijuana. That's according to WTVD. Brianna Ashanti, the 20-year-old mother of the baby, was arrested last week. And now 18-year-old Alan Maldonado is also facing charges for contributing to the delinquency of a child in possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. The arrest warrant states that Maldonado knowingly caused, encouraged, and aided the child to smoke a marijuana blunt. A version of the video that's received more than 1 million views was posted by a user who urged the mother's arrest. It's a 10-second video that shows an adult's hand holding what appears to be a cigarillo to the child's lips. The child then appears to inhale and puff smoke. The baby has been placed with Wake County Child Protective Services. Are you kidding me? Why on the Lord's green earth would anybody give a baby marijuana? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with these people? Parents are stupid. And it was a video, meaning did they videotaped it? They wanted evidence of this to show people? They thought it was funny? You know, one thing that a lot of us parents were guilty of, okay, about 10, 20 years ago, is having our babies sit there with sunglasses holding a beer. Okay, have any of us ever did that picture with our kid in the beer or the dog in the beer? Yeah. But we didn't let the dog drink the beer. We didn't let the baby drink the beer. But we took a picture with our kid holding a beer bottle. Okay? We're stupid. Okay? Kid thought it was funny because we were giggling. Okay? The bottle is nice and cold and smooth and fun to hold. That would be an empty bottle. Or if it did have something in it, we would go, no, 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 don't drink it, don't drink it. And then the child wouldn't drink it. I mean, that is what we did. That's just, we did that stupid stuff. And, I mean, did it really make one-year-olds turn into alcoholics? No, I don't think it did. Holding a bottle, no. I got to tell you, though, beer manufacturers are brilliant. Okay? Cans of beer are one thing, but a bottle of beer, you really want to hold that sucker. There is something so tactily tantalizing about a beer bottle. I can't stand the taste of beer. But if I see a beer bottle, I want to hold it. Is that interesting? I don't think it has phallic originations. I don't think it's that. I think it's, well, maybe for a guy. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because you got the neck of it, and then you got the body. And the width of the neck is just perfect for an average hand grip. We're talking about beer bottles. Beer bottles. They're glass. They're a little cool to the touch. They're just, I don't know. You guys need to really stop and look at how you're manipulated. There is manipulation happening all around you. So, we caught up on The Walking Dead, and I think I saw thus far the latest episode. And for those of you that watch The Walking Dead, or don't watch, okay, Walking Dead you guys already saw, but don't watch. There's this guy named Rick, and he was an ex-cop, okay, before all the zombies came. So he's chasing a bad guy in a car. I don't know why all of a sudden everybody has all these vehicles, but they do. And my husband goes, oh, did you hear the subliminal message? And I go, what? You could hear a siren, almost like a police siren. So we rewinded and we heard it. They were trying to make it look like he was, you know, acting like he did when he was a cop. So they threw the music underneath. That's what they do. Look at these sitcoms. They'll throw a laugh track in there. So you laugh at the joke, even if you didn't think it was funny. You hear other people laugh, so then you know that they made it funny. And it would solidify in your brain that they made it funny. Music will do that too. I mean, some of the most brilliant people in the movie industry are the ones that do the scores. These scores for these movies, you know, they know exactly what needs to be done psychologically to get you to pay attention, to get you scared, to get you ready for something, or to get you in the mood for love, or wanting the two actors to get together. You know, you start to see these two actors where you really don't give a damn about, and you're like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden the music goes, you know, I think I would like to see them kiss. Why? Because the music's in the background. It's amazing the amount of manipulation. I told you guys, you know, I live in Las Vegas. So manipulation is rampant. It's just the city was designed to tantalize all your senses. You got the lights, the bright lights. You know, years ago, they would be flashy. So the flashier, you would look more to that you know, marquee. Then they'd have a big white billboard with black letters, Sammy Davis Jr. or Dean Martin or Elvis or Wayne Newton. Then some would put some nudity on the marquee. Now you see tushies. There's a very famous billboard in the late 80s of all these women in G-strings lined up and you saw their tushies. I think 20 years later they go, these are the women now, and nobody wanted to see that. But they did like the tushy picture. Alright? They knew exactly how to get your attention. Alright? Food, for me, that's what got my attention. $1.99 prime rib. 99 cents steak and eggs. That got my attention. Chips. We talk about the poker chips. Or the chips you use when you gamble. Playing roulette. Or craps or whatever. I love the feel of chips. I could play with a poker chip. I have poker chips here. I could just play and roll them around in my fingers all day long. I don't like to gamble. But I love the feel of the chips. We talked about how the casinos used to be designed, and maybe they still are, where the bathrooms are hard to find. If you really don't see a bathroom nearby, you'll be like, you know what, I'll hold it, and you'll still sit at the machine. Or you'll still sit at the table. And when you do have to go to the bathroom, you have to pass by so many slot machines that you end up wanting to play one. Or if hubby has to wait for wifey in the bathroom, what are they going to do when they stand around? They'll play the machine that's standing nearby. The carpet is usually pretty ugly. That's how it used to be in the 80s and 90s, where it didn't make you tired. It kind of woke you up because we don't want you falling asleep and going back to your hotel room. We want you staying alert, party atmosphere. When the Rio Hotel opened, I think late 90s early 90s, the cocktail waitresses were in the most revealing dresses. And everybody wanted to go to the Rio because they had to see what the cocktail waitresses were wearing. Again, you know, things are designed to trap you. That's just the way it is. And it blows my mind. But back to this baby smoking marijuana. So the baby should be with Wake Child Protective Services. And the mom has been taken to Wake County Detention Center. And us having legalized marijuana, we're stomaching it, guys. Even if we voted for it to happen, and I am for legalized marijuana, I'm for us having the logistics in place first before we legalize it, but I would like to see marijuana used in a medical setting, and I do not want to see our police men hounded with extra work on a drug when there's so much other stuff that they could be working on. But we need to be careful of people letting their kids smoke it or secondhand smoke. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.